Well, I said a year and a half ago that President Biden would not be on the ticket this fall. And I told lots of people in my district and here in Washington, you could see from his state of physical and mental decline that he wasn't up to it. And so when the announcement was made, I guess I missed it by just a week. I said that they'd make the announcement that he would be not running after the Republican convention. So I just kind of missed it by about a weekend as to a year and a half ago. But when it comes to what happened, you know, the question is, first, if he's not capable of running for president, is he still capable of being president of the United States? We know that when the White House put out the information that he's not working, you know, early in the morning or starting his days around 10 o'clock and maybe going to 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 o'clock at night and that's it. That's a real concern because the world is a dangerous place, and that's a 24-hour day job, just not a few hours a day. So the question is, when you think about what happened with the president, that you know, the week before he was saying I'm running, and all of a sudden he's gone. The Democrats, you remember back in 2020, had pushed out Bernie Sanders over a weekend because they said he can't win. And so they propped up Joe Biden and got him into the race. And so the next thing we know, that they saw that Joe Biden couldn't win, so they got rid of him over a weekend. So you know, the question is, persuaded him? Who talked to him? Was it the Obamas? Was it the Clintons? Nancy Pelosi? Chuck Schumer? We don't. You know, this is somehow, some way, this is all going to come out. But you know, never happened before that. We see anything like this. We go back to 1968. Lyndon Johnson announced, you know, on national television that he was not running for re-election as for president. But this is a little bit different because that happened with Johnson before the Democrat convention in 1968, and now we're talking a situation where. This thing was, you know, done. They had made it so Joe Biden could be the only nominee, the way they set up their convention rules. So, you know, we'll see how this plays out. But I assume that Vice President Harris will be their presumptive nominee. Well, you know, one of the most important things we got to get done is to make sure on our appropriation bills. And there's 12 different appropriation bills. We've got about 70-75% of our funding for the federal government done in the House. Of course, this has to be done over the Senate. But this is really important because I know that you and I have talked in the past that it's important that we get these things done because we don't want to do what they call these continuing resolutions or an omnibus where they become Christmas trees or just a continuation of programs and spending that we don't need. And it's also important because, you know, the Congressional Budget Office recently came out and said that for the first time ever, we're going to pay over $1 trillion just to pay interest on the national debt next year. And the question is, where are we going to come up with $1 trillion? Well, we're going to have to borrow the money just to pay the interest. And we owe foreign creditors now over $8 trillion. So things, you know, we've got to get our fiscal house in order. And so the appropriation bills are really important for us to keep getting out of here.